Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing, ma'am?
Is this Corporal Davis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and pronounce your first name for me.
Damien.
Damien. Damien Davis, okay. And it says you are, oh no, it doesn't say your age. How old are you?
I'm 34.
34, okay. Were you a late join?
Yes, ma'am.
What age did you join?
28.
Ooh, you just got under the wire.
Yeah, just made the cut.
So how old do you have to be for enlisted to join?
The cutoff age was 28. That's the
Oh.
age right there. Anything over 28 I was right there. Well, at the time when I enlisted, I was still 27. When I actually left for boot camp, I had turned 28.
So what did you do before you joined then?
Stuff. I mean, I was working, and with all the recession and all that good stuff, I lost my job. And my younger brother was in the Marine Corps at the time, so I saw how well he was doing, what it was doing for him, so I figured why not, you only get one shot.
All right. And my husband joined the Marines. He went through OCS, and I think he turned 29 after he graduated OCS, so he just made it too. He was a late join as well. So okay, so let's see. And you're married?
Yes, ma'am.
And so what did your wife think when you joined the Marine? Because I'm assuming that you were married before you joined.
No, I wasn't married before I joined the Marines. Like, let's see, my first deployment in 2010. I got married in 2010, so I've been married for 3 years. But I've known her basically all my life.
Oh, okay. So where was your first deployment?
Here, I came here from Afghanistan, 2010 to 2011. But I was at Dwyer for that deployment.
Is that DWYER?
Yes.
I've never heard of that. Is it a Marine Corps base, or what kind of place is it?
Yes. It's Marine Corps bases
Was
further south.
that a 6 month deployment?
No, it was another year. This is my second year deployment. So, out of
Oh.
my first 4 years, I spent basically 2 years of it in Afghanistan.
Who were you with for your first deployment?
Same, RCT7.
Wow.
I came out here and with RCT7, and then when we got back, I did a lat move. I changed my MOS, and then they brought me back out here for this deployment also.
And what
So
were
I
you
guess
for?
you could say I had like perfect timing. I'm like,
What were you before?
I was an admin when I initially got in. I was an admin clerk, and
So
then
now you
when I
are.
came back and my time for me to reenlist, I lat moved to Embraer.
And then they said, oh, perfect time, we're going to send you back.
No, they told me before I even went to, I didn't finish my school. Like, oh yeah, we're gonna need some bodies for Afghanistan. And I'm like, oh, they got me.
So you wanted to go back.
Not for another year. I'd rather do it 6 months than another year, if anything. My wife definitely didn't want me to come back out here for another year.
I wouldn't want to. My husband did 6 months. He, or actually 7 months, and well, it was he did 3 7 months. He did, and it's like gone 7 months, home five, out 7 months, home five, out 7 months, home five, and then thank God he got out of that. But
Yeah.
yeah, that tell you it sucks. So anyways,
Yeah.
me. So Okay, so now you're in Embark, and you said, tell me in your own words what you do as an Embark specialist.
As Embark, what I do, I basically movement of personnel, gear, vehicles, cargo. Basically, all falls under me. You know, all the units that fall underneath us. You know, I help them get their stuff moved out. So when it's time for them to go, we get everything arranged and set up for to get their gear, their personnel, and if any other things they need out. You know, that's what we do. We help them and assist get their stuff out and get ready. Or either when they come in, we're there. Hey guys, welcome to Afghanistan. You know, we're like the UPS and the travel agents for the Marine Corps.
So, what's some of the challenges that you face in your job?
Gear. You know, most of the gear is trying to load gear up and just sitting out there in the sun and, you know, getting stuff ready because as everything, you know, it's hands-on. You know, there's nothing really, you know, especially the gear. Like, we've been in the office for a little bit, getting the manifest and stuff, you know, things ready to go, but once it's time for the gear to get loaded, you know, you're out there in the sun, dragging chains, scrapping stuff down, you know, putting in the hard work. So it's kind of like it's rewarding. Like you get your little time in the office, and then you get your time out in the sun, earning your paycheck. It's kind of nice. It breaks things up. You know, you're not just sitting in one spot. You know, sitting in the office. You know, dreading it all. You're not just sitting outside all day. You know, getting 10 degrees darker.
Did you work as an Embark in 29 Palms?
When I got back from school, like literally as soon as I got back from school, it was time to gear up and get ready to go to Afghanistan. So I got a little bit of time, but it wasn't like, you know, I was sitting there for like a month, you know, a couple of months. But, you know, literally as soon as we finished school, like it was like, all right, guys, it's time to go, you know, get everything you can hold at home and let the family know, you know, we're shipping out. Now, yeah, it was excellent timing on their part when they got me.
So what do you like about your job?
There's not one thing in particular. I mean, it's kind of like it's something new. Like, I like doing the Embark stuff. You know, when I came out the first time, I was admin. Like, you really don't see everything that goes on behind the scenes, you know, that involves getting a unit out here, you know, deployment-wise and getting them back. You get to see how the wheels turn, how actually everything goes down when it comes to, you know, guys getting on the plane and going overseas to Afghanistan. Because, you know, you can ask people, most people back at home, they just think, oh, all right, yeah, y'all get these airplanes and y'all just basically hop on and fly from whatever base y'all at straight to Afghanistan. And it really doesn't work like that, but, you know, at the Embark here, you get to see the details, how things go down and who we work with and how things work out in order for us to get the mission accomplished. And that's kind of something interesting because, you know, on the admin side, I never really saw that. It was like, you know, I just saw my job, and you get my view, like, kind of broadened on how the Marine Corps works and operates now. So that was very nice to see. You know, that's something I didn't see on my first MOS. So I actually like that part of my job.
And you said that you wanted to join the Marine Corps to see the world and different cultures. So it sounds like the world you've seen is Afghanistan.
I mean, it broadens, like, you know, you're back at home and you only see, like, one aspect, or whatever you see about the world is just on the news. Like, you really don't see firsthand how it goes down. And, like, once you get out and you meet new people, it just – and experience new stuff other than what you're accustomed to or used to at home, or what you would just do and see with your friends back at home. It kind of, you know, enlightens you to a sense that, you know, more goes on outside of what goes on in your little world or bubble that, you know, you really come out of unless you're going to some vacation or something. So it kind of changes the way you look at the world, you know, for the better, in my opinion.
Do you get to leave Leatherneck much at all, or are you on the base all the time?
On this deployment, I left like once, but on my last deployment, I did a little moving around. I went to different bases on the last one, but I mean, I kind of don't mind, you know, leaving. You know, it's not too bad. But you know, from the last deployment, I've been, you know, places, so I've basically seen most of the stuff that's out here, and nothing's really changed, like base wise, anything. Like it's more of a contraction. Like it's less stuff than what it was when I was coming out here, but I don't mind, you know, living, you know, doing a little trip now and then, but it's okay. I haven't seen as much as I did last deployment. So.
Have you already been on your R&R?
No, not yet, ma'am. I don't go until next month.
And, let's see, you're from Illinois? You're going to go back home to Illinois?
No, I'm from Virginia. My wife's from Illinois.
You're from Virginia. Okay, so where are you going back on your R&R then?
Well, I'm going back to Richmond, Virginia, and Illinois, so it's kind of going to be a split R&R, which is nice because, you know, I didn't get to see much of my family on last deployment when I went on R&R, so I'm trying to do both of it, trying to see her side and my side of the family, so it'll be a nice, interesting, busy R&R for me this time.
It will be busy. Anything in particular you plan on seeing while you're home? I mean, besides your family and friends?
I don't know right now. It's a lot of stuff I haven't done in Chicago. I haven't been there a couple of times, but I haven't got to, like, actually tour the city like I wanted to, like, go see the sights and do everything. So that's what I'm planning on doing this time, like, actually getting around and seeing the sights. You know, last time I went, I got to see a little bit, but not enough. But, you know, this R&R gives you enough time to go actually be a tourist, you know, and enjoy the city for once.
Now, didn't you say that you've known your wife all your life?
Yeah, I met her in Virginia. Her dad is in the Army, and he was stationed at Fort Lee when I met her. So I'd always known her from Virginia when he was stationed in Virginia, and she moved back to Illinois almost say 5-6 years later after we had our first son. And like I said, I've always been back and forth from Virginia to Chicago since then. And after I joined the Marine Corps, it's been from California to Chicago. So
so she's living in Illinois then?
Yeah, right now she's staying in Illinois until I come back from the deployment.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. And so do you think you'll make the Marine Corps career then? It sounds like you've already reenlisted once, right?
Yes, yeah, I'm on my first reenlistment. So, I mean, but yeah, basically now it is a career. So I'll stick around, see where this takes me. You know, I like what I see so far, so I have no complaints. You know, so I'll just ride this out and make a career out of this. Maybe, you know, I'll be Sergeant Major Davis the next time we talk.
All righty. So, in this deployment, do you have a moment that sticks out in your mind, the most memorable moment?
On this deployment, the most memorable thing to me is how everything changed. Because when I came out here in 2010, like everything, it was just like we were here, but it was just like just starting, like stuff. Like we literally had to like build out where we stayed at, and up here in Leatherneck, it was big, but it was like a lot of emptiness, just big. And now I come out here now, and I've seen how they built the base up and how stuff goes now, and I'm like, wow, you know, this wasn't here, and I used to sleep here, and we used to work way over there. So it's more like, oh, wow, you know, this place has really changed, you know, like kind of how 2-9 is changing now, because I'm hearing back from my friends now, it's supposed to be a super Walmart, and it's a Lowe's. I'm like, oh, wow, y'all lucky, because when I got there in 2008, it was just that regular Walmart. And that was open. They closed at 11 o'clock, and now y'all got a 24-hour Walmart. And so it's kind of more of that type of, you know, change, like, to me like that. So it's more like, oh, wow, you know, it's just completely different. I wish it was like this last time I was unemployed. It's just nice. You know, we went from the sat phone every week or 2 weeks to call back the family, where now, you know, you can, they got internet out here. You can hop on the internet and Skype and do all that fun stuff.
Tell me about it. My husband's last deployment was, let's see, he went 04-05, then 06-07, and then 08-09. So, yeah, he came back in 09, and we just had internet, you know, and lucky him, you know, he's had a desk job, so he could, and he worked nights, so he was up during the day when I was up, so we could.
Yeah, so you're his nice for your day. Okay, yeah, that was good. That's what I did my last appointment. I did that night shift, so I could talk to my wife on email, and it was no problems.
Yeah. But
this one, I'm like on day shift, so we're kind of like, I got to stay up late at night in order to talk to her, and I come to work tired. Well, you've been doing it. Did you sleep at all last night? I tried.
So you've just had the one other deployment? To Afghanistan in 2010, then?
Yes, ma'am.
So this is your second one, okay. And I imagine that your wife is not too happy about your two-year-long deployment.
No. She didn't like the first one. And I knew she didn't want to like when I had to break the news to her about this one. I really didn't want to tell her, but I didn't know how to tell her. Couldn't just leave the house and not come back for a year. Yeah, babe. Well, by the way, I'm in Afghanistan, you know, on the floor. That one, it went over well.
And what's her name?
Takiya.
Okay. So, when you found out you were deploying, I know you didn't want to tell your wife, and you knew that she wasn't going to be happy, but were you excited to go, or were you like, oh, no, not again?
Yeah, it was more like, oh, man, it got me. It was kind of like mixed, you know, because at first I didn't want to go, and after a while, you know, you learn that, you know, it comes with the territory, you know. So it wasn't like I was too upset about it, you know. But, you know, it's part of the job, you know. I signed a contract. I knew what came with the job and what this could happen again anyway. So it wasn't too bad, you know. It wasn't as bad as the first time I left. But, you know, it still just kind of sucked, you know. Just to tell the wife and the kids that you're leaving again, you know, just see their face all sad. So it's not as bad the first time, but then on the other hand, it's still not great.
So you have a child too?
Yes. I have two boys, stepson, and we adopted a little girl last year.
So
I got a nice little clan going on.
Is that four boys or four kids then?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what are their age ranges?
My oldest is 9. My oldest son is 9. And it's 6. And then it's 5. And then it's 3. So they're like almost like basically 2 to 3, 2 and a half years apart from each other.
Yeah.
Like right in line. So that just makes it easier, especially for the boys for shopping, because we just buy the oldest one something new and pass it down.
So, what's a typical day like for you?
Here, usually inbox full of requests for stuff to get moved and flights to set up. You know, just tracking down stuff and making sure people get out and everything gets done. I mean, it's busy some days. Some days it's hectic. Some days it's slow. You know, there's nothing to move. So it just all depends on the day, but it's not too bad. Every now and then, you know, we got to go out and actually go out and get move some stuff, you know, oversee some packs and stuff, but it kind of keeps the day going. As long as I got something to do, it just keeps me going and makes the time fly faster. You know, you don't have time to sit and think about, oh, man, I miss home and stuff. So, it keeps me busy. So I kind of like it in that aspect. Well, I don't have to worry about, oh, man, only been 15 minutes. Man, what to do? So,
what time do you normally go in to work?
Usually, here by 8 o'clock. It's just 8 o'clock, 8:30. Sometimes I got to be in early or come in the middle of the night, you know, just in case when people come in, you know, to go pick them up, you know, make sure everything comes in. So the work day varies. So I don't have a set schedule, you know, it's as the work demands. So basically our work demands our schedule. It kind of dictates what time we get up, what time we get off.
So you don't normally, you don't in the work busier times
of the year, you know, you're busy. And they'll slow down for a little bit, and then they'll pick up. So it kind of varies, man.
You don't work an 8-to-5 job then?
No. I mean, by definition, yes, but in reality, no.
Do you have much free time?
Yeah, we get free time. I mean, we get our free time, so it's not a problem. We got it worked out to a point where, you know, hey, as long as we ain't got nothing big and major needs to be done, you know, hey, I'll cover for you. You know, you go Skype, go talk to your wife, or, you know, go to the gym. You know, I'll cover for you. And, you know, when you get back, it's my turn. So we kind of share it. So, you know, it's free time to be had. And, you know, we do get off work, you know. It is off time, you know. You know, it doesn't feel like you're really off because, you know, you're just a call or somebody knocking on your door away from, hey, look, man, we need you to run up here and do this. So it's free time.
What do you do when you
You know, it all comes with...
What do you do when you have free time?
Usually if I'm not at the gym or sitting in a room watching movies, I'm trying to talk to the family as much as I can.
Is that on Skype?
Yeah, Skype or... I have whatever ways I can get in contact, usually email. Sometimes, you know, everybody's trying to get on the internet at the same time, so usually, you know, you got to wait to the wee hours of the morning to get a good Skype conversation in with all the cutting off. There's so many people are trying to log on and taking up all the internet time. Well, it's not too bad.
So anything that you'd like to add that I haven't asked you or you want to talk about?
No. I think we covered everything, ma'am. I don't know if you have any more questions for me.
I can't think. I think I've pretty much gone through them all. So are you, when you come back from deployment, are you going to be stationed back at Twin Palms?
Yeah, I'm coming back to 2-9 for a while, and then I'm pending the orders, you know. Hopefully, you know, after doing all this time in Afghanistan, maybe I get my dream orders to Hawaii or San Diego somewhere. You know, I can sit on the beach and relax for a couple of years.
Yeah. I hope so.
But, you know, it's a dream. You know, it's something to wish for.
We had 6 years in San Diego, so that was nice.
No, that would be great.
Will your wife be moving to 29 Palms when you get back?
Yeah, she'll be coming back.
Because I know a lot of wives say, I'm not going to the desert. I don't want to go to 29 Palms.
Yeah, she was like that at first. You know, I was too when I first got here. Like, oh, my God, this place is terrible. And then after a while, you get used to it. It's kind of nice after a while because it's quiet. It's kind of slow for, you know, well, for single people, I understand why they don't like it. You know, hey, I got to get out on the town, you know. Well, you know, once you get married, you know, you don't have all those liberties. You can run free. as a single person, so it's kind of more suited for a family, you know, at 29, you know. It's nice, and then you're not too far away from all the major cities, so, you know, you got L.A., San Diego, and it's Vegas, you know, it's all right there, so it's not bad staying there. You just have to travel out, you know, get on the road if you really want to go somewhere, but it's not too bad. I kind of got used to it, you know,
yeah.
So.
Well, we retired here, and I never thought I would, so, yeah. Okay. Well, awesome. I've enjoyed talking with you today.
No, I appreciate it, ma'am. It was nice talking to you, too.
All right. Have a good night.
You too, ma'am.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.